creating and rekindling memories. NHR.
That is a song called Two Eyes Streaming. It's taken from a new EP by the legendary Mr. Marty Wilde. It's currently at number 17 in the Heritage chart, and it's on its way up. And I'm so pleased to have, as I put on the board in the studio, rock and roll royalty on the show. Good morning, Marty. How are you?
Yeah, I'm very well, thank you.
Marvellous stuff. Now, I know that at the moment you're at your golf club, so I'm not going to keep you too long, just in case you want to play a round of golf. But we last spoke when your most recent album, Running Together, was out. We've now got the Two Eyes Streaming EP. You've an extensive Greatest Hits tour, 2024, lined up. You're not one for putting your feet up and resting on those rock and roll legendary laurels, are you?
No, I want to keep going as long as I can. I enjoy working so much, and also I feel I'm very lucky to have come this far in my life. So it's my pleasure to be out there.
And there's so much as well that you've got to give, because this EP proves that. And I suppose when most people think of longevity in musicians, Cliff Richard's name springs to mind. But probably what a lot of people don't realise is that, I mean, you've had chart success not only as a singer, but as a songwriter spanning 8 decades. I mean, you wrote Peter Shelley's Love Me, Love My Dog, Hot Chocolate's hit, You'll Never Be So Wrong, which I know Kim recorded first, plus Kids in America with your son Ricky. I mean, do you feel you get enough credit as a songwriter?
It's a good question. I think I do with some people. The only real compliments I've ever had, ironically, real compliments, obviously people do say, but someone who really means something to me as a writer was Tim Rice.
Yes.
And Tim often compliments me on my writing, and that I love, because I love his work, obviously. And if he says it's okay by me, if he likes my work, then it must be pretty good.
You can't get much better than Sir Tim Rice, can you, saying that you're a good songwriter? So, and he knows his stuff. He knows his stuff. Now, the new EP also features Kim, who we've mentioned, and Roxanne on backing vocals. Tell us about those tracks.
Well, the Elvis track was Kim. That was Kim on her own, really. Just singing many times. Once we put a load of voices on, it sounds like a big choir, but it's basically Kim. And on Two Eyes Streaming, there's Roxanne. I said to her, she wanted to sing on different parts of the song, and I said, I only want you to say, "Don't cry," and just repeat two of the lines that I sing in the song. So Roxanne's on that track, Two Eyes Streaming, and Kim's on the Elvis track. But they're both, the Elvis track was never meant to be. I never thought of it as a commercial entity. I just wrote it, really, to be honest with you, as a thank you. I'm saying thank you to someone who was the blueprint to my success. He gave me all the information I needed to be something in my life, because at that time I was lost. And then suddenly I heard rock and roll. Suddenly I heard his very first album with those wonderful Sun tracks. And that was it. And they showed me how to dress. He would have great clothes on, showed us how to move, showed us how to sing, showed you how to have a great band and a great guitarist. He was a blueprint for success. So it's my way of saying, thank you, Elvis. Thanks for everything you did for me.
And he influenced so many people as well, and still influencing them today. You know, all this time on, you can hear sort of echoes of Elvis, if you like, in some of the modern tracks. So he's still doing his job, even though he's not here to get the praise for it. You've mentioned. You mentioned that, well, we've played Two Eyes Streaming. We've played that for a few weeks now, and we're going to play the Elvis track very shortly. The other two tracks which make up the EP are live versions of Danny, which is a song that you've been performing forever, basically, and I love that song. That song always takes me back to when I used to go around pubs in when I was a teenager. There was a bloke who used to get up, and he used to sing Danny. And it was amazing. That's the first time that I heard it. Then I heard your version, of course, and then, It's just a staple, really, of great radio shows. That's why I'm playing it. That's Danny. And, of course, Running Together. There's a live version of Running Together, which is, as we've mentioned, that's the most recent album. Both of those are lifted from the Live on Stage DVD, which, by the way, I think is still available. Is it not, Marty?
Yes, it is. It's a DVD. It's a video. We sell that on. Yeah, that's still on the round. We've done very well with that. It's an honest DVD. It's not. It wasn't airbrushed. It wasn't. You know what I'm saying. It wasn't tarted up. It was as it was with my family on stage, all there, all my whole family with almost all my singing family. It had Ricky, my son, Kim, Roxanne, Scarlett, my granddaughter, and my great-granddaughter, who was also, who just come, so they just had her propped up on the stage, bless her. But it was great fun to do. It was just one of those lovely evenings at the Stables at Milton Keynes up there. The Stables, such a lovely theatre, and it was my pleasure to do it. And it works. It was one of those nights. I mean, I was a bit worried about it afterwards, but I thought, no, to hell with it all. I want it to be honest. I don't want it to be all tarted up and you know what I mean? You can really play around now with things. But I thought, no, I want it to be a very honest thing, a video of what I am and what my family are.
And that's the best way to be, because anybody who goes to see a concert after that, you know, they'd be able to notice the difference, you know, of any sort of little touches up or anything. I mean, you obviously still love touring, otherwise you wouldn't do it. And as I say, there's a massive tour lined up, isn't there?
There is, and I mean, I love it. I think it's a privilege. I mean, there's just a handful of rock and rollers left in the rock and rollers. Left in the world. I mean, there's Cliff and I in this country, and maybe Vince Eger, some of those original, you know, people, but there's hardly any in the world. So it's my privilege to go out there because I think I've got to try and show them, give them an inkling of how exciting it was and what it was really like in those rock and roll days. I mean, things have moved on so fast. There's different styles now of songs, and which is natural, and you know, things have moved on hellishly quick, but I still think that rock and roll has, you know, it has something to for everybody. It has something that you can show people, say, well, this was happening all those years ago and this is how far you've come now, but this is what was happening. And so it's a privilege for me to be able to do it. I tell you, it is.
And I tell you what, the music is just as brilliant as it was back 40, 50, 60 years ago. People are still playing it, which shows it's got longevity in itself. With touring, there's been a lot of sort of advancements in technology and stuff like that. Does it get easier the more you tour with this new technology? Does it make it easier for you?
Yes, it does. It does in many ways. In so much as I have what they call in-ears, where you have earpieces in, which is linked to the sound man, and he can turn the volume up of the band, and he can take the strings down, or he can take the guitar up, or the bass up. That is a great advantage, and it is for me particularly, because it's pitching, it's trying to pitch, get the right key, you know, and sing on the money. You know, you've got to listen to the timing of the drummer, which I don't often do. I'm a bit of a devil for moving ahead of the drummer at times, but you've got to listen to the drums, and you can listen now to the string. You can. It's like being in the recording studio. Well, they didn't have that in the old days. In the original days, I tell you, there's a section of it. It's going to be in my book. I'm running a little book of memories. And when I first went out working, I'd walk on a stage, and two little wooden flaps would open up, and out would pop, this looked like a damn snake, and on the end of it was a microphone. It would wobble up, and of course I'm nearly 6 feet four, so the damn thing would come up. It couldn't reach my throat, so I used to widen my legs, so I'd come down around about 6 inches or 8 inches, and that's how the rock and roll sort of
the stance.
Movement came in, I think, because it looked like I was about to, you know. Oh, it was funny. But so, yes, things have improved. And lighting, obviously, and sound-wise has improved. It's easy now, dead easy.
Now, the closest the Marty Wilde and the Wildcats' greatest hits 2024 tour comes to Nottingham is at the Majestic Theatre at Retford. That's on Saturday the 13th of April. How many dates are on the 2024 tour?
Well, there's about 20, I think, or 12, 30, spaced out, but it will be going right the way through. And I'm taking more dates in as we speak. There'll be more dates coming in. I mean, as long as my health holds up, I just love to be out there. I love travelling. You know, I love if I have to go up to Nottingham, I will totally enjoy it to see Nottingham again, meet people, hear the accents. I love accents. So, and when I go all over the country, you know, it's fantastic. We've got such a wonderful country and I adore it. So it's my privilege to be out there.
And I suppose it keeps you fit as well, doesn't it? You know, it keeps the blood pumping through the veins, all this touring.
Well, it keeps you, makes you wary. You know, many years ago, when I was 50, which was 35 years ago, believe it or not, but I stopped smoking. And if I hadn't, it would have killed me because I was actually ill at that time. So I stopped smoking when I was 50. I stopped drinking several times. I stopped drinking, not because I had a huge problem. I didn't, but I just was drinking, and maybe just a little too much for my liking. So I only used to drink lager, but I stopped that, and I stopped it for. I don't want to get big. I don't want to get overweight. You know, it's kind of an imposed discipline, which is great for you. So I don't smoke. I don't drink. People might think that's boring, but it's not. It's not. It's the key to longevity. It certainly helps. And you know, so I have to watch it. I have to watch my weight and things like that. Things that if I didn't do it, I would probably sit down in a chair and probably stuff myself with all the things I love, which are cakes and honey and stuff and sweet things. I love sweet things. I adore cakes and a cup of tea. But I can't do that on the road. So, you know. It does impose a very good correcting disciplines.
It's called looking after yourself. That's what it's called. I mean, people go to the gym and pay hundreds to go to the gym. You get your workout on stage and you look after your body, you know, sort of with what you eat and drink as well. So I don't blame you at all. So you mentioned your birthday, of course, 15th of April. You celebrate your 85th birthday. How are you planning to celebrate? Will there be a birthday cake?
Will there be a birthday cake? Oh, I'm sure there will. I'm sure some bright spark in the family will be coming up with something. And it'll probably be sweet, and I shall probably eat half of it, knowing me.
Well, you know, but, it's your birthday.
Yeah.
You can have a day off.
Sorry?
You can have a day off. It's your birthday.
So. Oh, yeah, I do. You're joking. I do. I have sneaky days off. I did yesterday, actually. I was on stage, and a lady came up to the stage while I was singing, and she pushed forward this thing, and it was this little packet of most beautiful little cakes, and of course I had to test them out and check out they were poisoned.
Be rude,
so
not
I ate the
to.
Damn lot.
It'd be rude not to if people offer you cake. You know, you can't say no. So you mentioned the book. When are we going to get this book?
Well, it won't be a big book, but it will be certain memories. You'll get a certain flavour of what I am and what I'm about and what I really think. It's very honest. It's a bit, I think some people might find it a bit too honest, but I'm fed up with bull, you know, so I don't want to go on stage and be somebody I'm not, you know, those days are gone, you know, I like to be myself on stage and I like to I want things to be natural now in my life as much as possible. And I see, I mean, but there is a certain time, I think, with artists when you have to put on a show. And if you want to be enigmatic, you've got to keep your distance and you've got to keep them guessing. But, oh, I'm past all that now. I just want people to know me. And this book, I tell you, when it does come out, it will be at the end of the year. It won't be a lot of pages, but you'll say, well, I know that guy very well now.
You know what? If you're going to write a book, you might as well write an honest book, because, you know, people will find out. And why not? I mean, there's no skeletons in your closets, are there, Marty?
Oh, well, probably about 40 or 50, I would think. But I get by.
Well, I tell you what, I'm looking forward to reading this book, because I do love reading it. And I'm just nosy, and I like to know what people have been doing over the past 80-odd years. So that's me. Where can people find out more about the tour, the new music that you're putting out, and all the DVDs, the book and everything else? What's the best place to go to find out more about Marty Wilde?
On my website, Marty Wilde, I think it's Big Marty Wilde or Marty Wilde. They'll find it. So it's all over the place. So they can find out about me. And that all the information's there, the tour and the songs and everything else that I've been doing. So and also any new dates that come in, you know, it'll be showing those.
All updated.
They can get in touch with me there.
Brilliant stuff. As I mentioned right at the start, the song Two Eyes Streaming, it's number 17 in the Heritage chart. The new chart is released later on tonight, around about 7 o'clock time. So I'll be there. I voted it last week. I've been voting it all the time. So hopefully that is going to go up in the charts, and we'll see it even higher up there. And then Mike Reed can play the video on the Heritage charts. He can. So I'm looking forward to seeing where that goes to. In the meantime, Marty, it's been a pleasure to speak to you again. I mean, this is about the third time now that you've been on the show. So obviously, I must be doing something right to get a legend like yourself to chat to me. So, as I say, the single is out. Sorry, go on, Marty.
Well, I never feel like I'm a legend. I just feel like an elderly gentleman who's had some incredible experiences.
And great talent.
It's great to talk to you as well. And you give my love to everybody out there. So
I will,
Hopefully, we'll meet soon as well, hopefully.
We will. We can't keep avoiding each other. We can't. So, and one day I'll get Kim on the show. But I know how busy she is. As well, but it's been lovely to speak to you again. As I say, the new song, the new EP, Two Eyes Streaming, is out now. Go and make it a massive hit. It's already a massive hit, and it's a great EP as well. Marty, I know that you're at your golf club. I shall let you get back to your golfing, and we will play that Elvis track. Talking about Elvis, we don't need to talk about it. We can just play the song. So, Marty, have a great weekend, and we'll see you soon.
It was great to talk to you. Thank you for your time, and good luck with your career. And let's hope we can chat again in another year's time.
I'm sure we will. You take care now, Marty, and have a great birthday next month.
Bless you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Take care, buddy. Bye-bye.
Did you know that Nottingham Hospital Radio is a registered charity? As a result, we rely on people like you to donate to it. All our members are committed volunteers who run the service for the benefit and entertainment of the patients in the Queen's Medical Centre and City Hospitals. Research has shown that listening to hospital radio can positively benefit a patient's recovery, and we think it's a very worthwhile thing to do. Donating to NHR is easy and rewarding, so please log on to nhradio.org.uk and go to the donate page. That's nhradio.org.uk/donate. You'll be glad you did. And thank you.